For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge. Super Bowl 51 is this Sunday between the New England Patriots and Atlanta Falcons. Hundreds of millions will watch, but if they aren't already fans of either team, who might they root for? A Western Carolina University professor thinks he knows. 7 years ago, David Tyler started researching sports rivalries with some academic colleagues. The assistant professor of sports management at Western Carolina University wanted to shed light on the perception of rivalries from fans themselves.
We want to know what and how some teams get elevated beyond just simple competitors to this status of being a rival.
The researchers come at the study from both marketing and social psychology viewpoints.
There's a lot of what we see as neo-tribalism, where people attach themselves to social groups, and sports are a social group that a lot of people identify with. They see themselves as part of the team, and a team is an extension of self.
As the Super Bowl is ready to kick off, Tyler says the New England Patriots are the NFL's most hated team. This is despite the fact that the Patriots didn't top factors like schadenfreude, or the general delight in another's misfortune.
You know, Raiders fans got a lot of schadenfreude. Again, they weren't the highest, but they were still, you know, definitely in the top half of the league there. Interestingly, the Buffalo Bills were the highest.
As for the Falcons, Tyler says they won't have many fans in Louisiana. That's because Atlanta's rivalry with the New Orleans Saints is among the fiercest in the NFL, despite the fact that there are many other rivalries getting more attention from sports media. It was looking at college sports, however, where Tyler got the most respondents to his research. His studies show the dismissive nature of college football fans. For instance, Duke sees UNC as its top rival. However, the Tar Heels see NC State as theirs.
As we dig into rivalry more and we understand more about this view of in-groups and out-groups, understanding the cross-cultural side of that will help us get a better sense of how humans create these groups and see the people who are in the out-group.
Over the next few months, the researchers will release more data on the NFL, as well as other sports leagues throughout the U.S. In the long term, they hope to explore more cross-cultural rivalries across the globe. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.